Welcome to the Think TLH podcast, brought to you by the Knight Creative Communities Institute. This is a show about innovators, creative thinkers, and individuals that are making transformative change here in Tallahassee, Florida.
Welcome back, Think TLH podcast listeners. This is Allison Levitt, Communications Coordinator and intern at Knight Creative Communities Institute. It has been such an amazing experience starting this podcast and meeting so many talented and passionate individuals. And I'm so happy to introduce with us here today, Donald Gray from Fitzgerald Collaborative Group, an architecture firm here in Tallahassee, Florida. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
So first, I just wanted to start off with, how did you find yourself in Tallahassee and what made you make the decision to stay here?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. Well, I'm from Dallas originally, and I came first in the late 90s, and I remember President Humphreys was recruiting in Dallas, and I remember hearing about FAMU and being so excited about the opportunities at the school, and had of course heard about the band, but also heard great things about the architecture school, and that's what got me here. And first things first, I met the wonderful woman that I married and have been married now for 15 years on the set at FAMU freshman year.
Oh, congrats.
That was quite a feat. But I stayed here for studies, went away a couple of times for grad school, and decided to come back. And it's interesting, I came back because I'd already worked for a couple of firms, architecture firms here in town. But it was just an interesting opportunity when my now partner, who runs our Atlanta operation, invited me to come down to run Tallahassee. And it was a great time. It's the height of the recession. But we were very fortunate in that we had gotten a really good contract, and it's just kind of grown from there with a lot of opportunities we've been able to see in both market spaces. And I guess why stay? I mean, I've enjoyed getting to know Tallahassee from a different point of view. I didn't go, I don't know, a mile outside of campus, maybe 2 miles outside of campus when I was studying because I was so focused. And upon returning, I was able to sort of get blended in a little bit into our business community, getting to meet our elected officials, with sort of civic engagement, board activity, really gotten a chance to see, to get a multifaceted experience, a multifaceted perspective because of all the different views of all the people we've met. And I like to say Tallahassee is not too big, not too small. I'd like to say not too small that there's not a lot of good activity going on, but also not too big that you get sort of lost in the shuffle and just become sort of a speck in the wind, you know? And so I like that because, you know, the best way to sort of get engaged civically is to actually be able to sort of be a part of the mix civically.
And recently with the KCCI's 2018 Catalyst class, the Experience Tallahassee Festival, their whole mission was to bring college students outside of that, you know, 1 mile radius of campus. And it was a really great experience, especially being a part of it for my experience, just, you know, seeing how do we get people to see the other areas of Tallahassee. And through my internship too, I've been able to, you know, be in Midtown, different areas, and it really broadens the horizons of Tallahassee, and you can see how many opportunities are here and available, especially after graduation. So what encouragement or advice would you have for students here right now who are looking maybe for opportunities here in Tallahassee or just for internship experience?
Oh, okay. So what I would say, actually, let me actually go back to an experience I had. When I was at the architecture school at FAMU, I was exploring different media. And one media that I spent a little time developing was photography. And my favorite thing to do was to choose a path and just kind of follow it and see where it took me for opportunities to get great photos, great lighting. And interestingly, it actually, would take me way off the beaten path into areas I hadn't explored before. And one of my favorite things to do is to follow at a safe distance, okay, but follow the railroad tracks. And, you know, they just kind of crossed through so much of town, and I'd get to see, I remember starting and seeing, you know, Railroad Square and All Saints, and then actually allowing it to take me sort of even further and further away from campus. And I found that had I not chosen a path I wouldn't normally take, I just wouldn't have been able to, at least in terms of a sort of a straight shot, explore so many different things. And what I would say is, you know, my encouragement would be, you know, choose a path maybe you haven't taken before. Go after a relationship that you haven't attempted to make before. I know that there are great channels for internships, for portfolio reviews, for sort of business incubation, that sort of thing. But I would encourage students not to be afraid to choose, you know, maybe even another path in tandem with the with the traditional routes. One route would be, you know, choose a professional that you respect. Maybe in your field, maybe not. Maybe in a field that's sort of tangential. Introduce yourself. Ask to grab a coffee. Be willing to pay for that coffee. And as appreciation for that time. But, you know, I like to tell people, you know, when you are building relationships, you know, go into the experience just for the relationship. You know, other things may come out of it, but go just for the relationship, and you'll be surprised how rich not only that initial experience will be, but that experience for the rest of your life. And you know, I like to just operate, I mean, the currency I like to operate in is relationships. And so what I would encourage students to do is don't be afraid to make relationships. You'll be surprised who will make time for you if you just ask.
And did you always know that you wanted to be an architect, or was that something that came on later?
So I would say probably right around high school. You know, I was very fortunate. We had magnet schools in Dallas. And so I was able to explore some things. And because of an interest in a little bit of talent in math, very little, okay? And interest in drawing and sort of an awareness of of space, spatial ideas, that kind of thing, just made me want to explore the built environment. And through, you know, design courses and design competitions, that kind of thing, I just got really interested in it. And once I got to undergrad, it was clear that I thought that this is what I wanted to do. And but as I've gotten a little bit older, I realized that I really like designing, but I realized I didn't want to design in a vacuum. And that's actually why I thought, why I've been so sort of engaged in the civic space, just because, you know, one thing I think I like in particular is design awareness in communities where people just aren't aware of the design disciplines, and especially architecture, because you'd be surprised, you know, generations that are, you know, a generation out, maybe a couple generations out, just sort of just aren't aware of our discipline and what it takes to sort of, what it means to sort of become an architect, or even what those steps look like, and then what we do on an everyday basis. I mean, obviously, through the lens of culture, you sort of get a little bit of a hint in movies, but I'd love to get out there and encourage especially youth to explore what the possibilities are in the design trades, and so. So yeah, I guess the short answer to that, sorry, I beat around the bush there, is I explored early and then really just got locked in once I began to take courses.
Well, now you're sharing your passion with others throughout the community. Mm-hmm. And in what ways are you engaging with the community in those mentorship programs?
Oh, okay. So a couple ways. One, I really, really like working with youth through a couple of programs here in town. Program when I was during my time in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and also upon returning, I like to do is engage with middle to high school students just to, again, allow them to explore what the possibilities could potentially be with within the design trades. And I think, let's see, had a great opportunity last several years to work with FAMU, the architecture school, and the Upper Bound program to create an architecture experience, which was really great. So teaching them not only just giving them a snapshot of what life looks like in an architecture firm, a tour of several firms, but also teaching them a design software, exploring a sort of a design problem. So that was great. Very recently, actually a few weekends ago, got a chance to speak to the very fine gentleman at the distinguished young gentleman, our state representative Ramon Alexander's group, and the great leadership there. And I think the best part about that were the questions that came out of the experience. I was really just presenting some of our projects, had a great activity for them the day of, and just got a chance to encourage them in all of the different passions and career paths that they were considering. But the best part were the questions, which let me know that, man, these youth are really thinking deeply about what could be, and are challenging sort of some of the conventional career paths. And so I'm really encouraged by that. But just also that they would even be willing to explore some of the multi sort of faceted ways you could enter into the design disciplines was encouraging as well. And I guess one other program recently was with then school board member, but now Mr. Superintendent over at Superintendent Milton in Gadsden County. We're very fortunate to create an experience in architecture for their after school program. I believe it was middle school, and that experience was really fun too, because we got a chance to take them outside of the school and tour houses around town, tour a construction site, tour an arena in town, and just was able to talk not only our discipline, but talk about the fruits of our labors, what it means to create, the process of creating a very large space, but also what it means to think about spaces that they explore every day from the perspective of actually having to process through user experience, how it actually feels to be in the space, and also things, life safety, materials, construction process, all those things, and just to see their eyes open. And a lot of times it's a little daunting for them, but just to see that they know walking away, for me to know walking away that they know a little bit more about our discipline, I'm really encouraged by that.
And it's one thing to, learn about a profession in school or see it in a movie, like you said, but to actually experience and, see the projects you guys have worked on, I'm sure has a very great impact on
absolutely.
Them.
Oh, absolutely.
And working with these middle schoolers in Gadsden County that you mentioned, and, college students at FAMU, what is it like seeing this talent and working with the professionals in this community? How does this community support innovation and creativity, and especially in relation to architecture?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. I think I'm really encouraged by how the community is growing. I mean, you see a lot of, as you sort of drive around town, you see a lot of development. And I'm encouraged for two reasons. One is, sure, there's growth on the sort of edges of town. We're growing sort of out. But I'm encouraged too, because we're seeing really creative reuse of spaces within town as well. And I'd say, yeah, sure, a sort of innovative uses areas that have kind of been forgotten a little bit in town. And I'll say one area I think which has spurred a lot of activity is Cascades Park's a great example. And I know we talk about that park a lot, but I'll think about it from the from my perspective. I've worked in offices in All Saints, I've taught at FAMU, had an office, was a part of an office downtown before, and now we're sort of a little outside of that in Midtown, but I still have a house where we're in walking distance to Cascades Park. And so I've been around the area quite a bit, but what could have just been a very straightforward engineering exercise, I believe the city took the opportunity to think about it in a grander way, think about how central that area is to town, think about how, I like to believe anyway, the city really thought very carefully about how much of a sort of connection space that could be for people from many walks of life, and really poured a lot of soul into that what I'll call a hub in town. And not only, sure, it does function as, you know, the sort of stormwater management facility that it is, but you know, just you know, anchoring those wonderful walking paths and vegetated areas with a place for your children to play, a place to have sort of have a meal, have a coffee, the amphitheater there, and a lot of energy is poured in there. And I know that there's a great new development. So a lot of my colleagues are actually working on at Bloxham and Firestone. And I just I'm so encouraged by again, really thinking about one issue, which is, you know, grappling with our stormwater issues, but thinking about it in a grander way. What's the bigger opportunity? And I believe it was just a really sort of innovative use of that space, especially since it's so central here in town. And I think that's just kind of one way to think about it. I think in terms of the really hot business incubation, the community that's here, and I think especially for us, having opened our doors in 2009, you know, looking ahead to 2010 and what the markets were doing, in hindsight, probably the most awesome time to start a business. But you know, we found Tallahassee as one of our market areas to be a great place to network and really find our place. And looking back, actually, you know, I'm not sure I would have started it any differently. We just found that it was a great environment to get our start. And the network of relationships and opportunities to connect with some of the clients we're able to serve now, and even connect with other professionals in our discipline and related disciplines. It's just been a great place to make our start and find our way. So, yeah, I'd encourage others to do the same.
And you also work with communities in the South Side and talk to them about upcoming projects that you have, and you know how you can impact that community with your design. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So yes, we have a few projects in the South Side, actually. And one thing I like to do is, sure, we love great design. Love to create a product, a space, an experience that our community can enjoy. But integral in that process for us really is community sort of engagement in our design process. I believe a lot of the projects, whether it's TLH Arts or Chuck and Charles Place or other sort of projects that have a community focus in the South Side. With any of those projects where we really believe it would be a community asset, not just a great project for our clients, we'd like to dive into the community, get the perspective, and really benefit from their ideas, from their experiences. Because, you know, if this is truly an asset for the community, we really want to see their DNA injected into the process so that it's really a no-brainer when we've developed the final product that it'll be something that the entire community can enjoy. And so whether that's advocating with the communities, neighborhoods, or working with community advisory committees or the CRA here in town, or just speaking with a potential user group who we think would, whether it's the artist groups or specific patrons of a particular restaurant or housing. We just like to get out there and get their take so that when you know, we've designed our sort of final facility spaces, etc., it's a great fit for the community that would use it. And so that's actually probably my favorite part of what we do. It's sort of in-office advocacy, if you will, because we like for an architectural standpoint, for our buildings to be programmed such that people can use them. But for an urban design standpoint, it just sort of plugs right into the community and not only makes its way, makes itself known, but also helps sort of weave together in a very sensitive way an already sort of existing fabric of sort of for urbanity, if you will. And so, yeah, I'd say that's one of my favorite parts of about sort of designing there in Southside, or really sort of any locale in our community.
Well, and with that community engagement and input, you can help tailor your design in order to meet their wants and needs and also be sensitive, maybe things they don't want. So I think that's a great way to do design, yeah.
Absolutely. And I think one interesting thing about being in Tallahassee, too, is that it's the relationship we have to the state. And I'm very fortunate that I've been able to work with our state AIA community, American Institute of Architects, and sort of advocating for architects around our state. And I think that's interesting because I get to see a couple perspectives. In the work that I do, we're sort of feet on the ground, thinking through this very specific acute needs of our clients and the community that they serve. But I think with the advocacy, with the AIA, we really are grappling with issues at a policy level, and it's really encouraging to think about our profession from the standpoint of policymakers, but also what our role is in sort of helping form that policy, being a professional that is affected by that policy day in and day out, and being able to not only obviously serve ourselves, but also serve really architects throughout our state. I just kind of a real privilege to be able to serve on committees in that way. And so, go architects.
And what do you see for the future of Tallahassee? This could be in relation to architecture, just in general. How do you see it growing and improving?
So I believe Tallahassee, when you really look at the world stage and when you look at kind of all of the issues we're grappling with as a nation, I appreciate all the platforms we have in town to sort of express ourselves. And I really believe Tallahassee is a microcosm for what's going on in the world beyond. And I'm encouraged when I think about our profession, and I think about things like the effects of that the changes in weather have on our city, on our infrastructure, on our facility structures, etc. When I think about the issues of sort of poverty that we're grappling with, and sort of equity in our economy, and even sort of equity sort of from area to area, geography to geography, sort of internally, sort of within our city. And even when I think about the application of innovative new materials, innovative new ways to sort of to build our built environment. And I believe architects have an opportunity to design for all of the issues we're grappling with in our nation right here at home. And I guess as we look towards the future, I'm encouraged that I get a chance to be a part of that.
Well, thank you so much for being here with us today, Donald. It's been great talking with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. Great talking with you, too. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you for listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute. If you want to learn more or hear other episodes, go to kccitallahassee.com/thinktlh. Please also subscribe to the show through Apple Podcast or wherever you get your podcast. While you're there, give us a review. And for more updates, follow us at KCCI Tallahassee on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check back every Thursday for another episode of Think TLH. Our show is produced and edited by Allison Levitt, and I'm Betsy Couch, and you've been listening to the Think TLH podcast from the Knight Creative Communities Institute.